Have you ever actually seen The Invisible Hand?
It's Home Economics on 95BFM with Rupert Carline of Coda Wealth.
Kia ora, Rupert.
Kia ora.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well.
That's good.
Kids are back in daycare. My life hopefully starts to get back to normal. It'll be great.
Yeah, I feel that. I think a few people will probably be feeling that this morning. Well, it's nice to see you and put some of our money questions that we've been getting in from the listeners. So the first one we've got is someone said, how do I know what the best kind of savings account is to get? I've heard of those ones where you can't get money out unless you go to the bank. Any idea what I should be getting?
There's lots and lots of different types of savings accounts with a bank. There's a standard savings account, which you can access with your EFTPOS card, term deposits, which you are fixed in for a time period. There's notice accounts. The best option here is go and talk to a couple of banks. So go visit, now we're back into level two, go and visit two or three branches of different types of banks and get them to just lay out all of their different savings options, including their different interest rates. And that'll give you a good idea of exactly what the restrictions are on each of the accounts, because generally the more locked up your money is, the higher the interest, and the freer the money, the lower the interest. So understanding what restrictions you're willing to bear, and then matching that with an interest rate that you are willing to do as well. One just big piece of advice, you will see ads in the paper for savings accounts secured and guaranteed with very, very high interest rates. Generally, they are too good to be true.
Right.
So just make sure you do stick to one of the big banks, because that is the safest option, particularly in these tough economic times.
We've got a Sharesies question. Someone says, I've started using Sharesies, but I'm in way over my head. Should I set up an AP to transfer money into every week? That's what my friends do, but I'm just not sure if it's the smartest move.
If you're in way over your head and you're not quite sure what you're doing, my suggestion would be no.
Okay.
Look, Sharesies is an amazing tool. Sharesies, they've given access to a whole range of different investments to a whole bunch of people that haven't historically had that set of options. However, you do need to make sure you understand what you're doing. There's a NZX Investors chat group that I follow, and Canasouth apparently was one of the favourite stocks for Sharesies. Canasouth and Air New Zealand are two of the favourite things, and it's because people think it's all about buying low, selling high.
Right.
So if you are going to invest through Sharesies, do a whole lot of research, take some time, understand exactly what you are doing. Always my number one suggestion would be choose a couple of managed funds and invest in the managed funds rather than investing directly in stocks. You will be well diversified. It's going to be a much safer investment for you. And if you've kind of, once you've done that work to understand where you're investing in, does that align with your objectives, then yeah, sure, set up an automatic payment to go and do it, and put in your $20 a week or your $50 a week or however much you want to put in. However, don't get that AP process started until you're 100% sure you understand where you're investing.
Got you. That sounds very sensible. Somebody has said, I've taken a pay cut. I was contributing the highest percentage into my KiwiSaver, but now I'm thinking about going down to 3% because of the pay cut. Should I do this, or is it going to have a big impact on my KiwiSaver?
It will have an impact on your KiwiSaver, there's no question. The lower the contributions, the less money that's going in there. But in saying that, there's no point scrimping and saving today to give yourself a better retirement in the future. There does need to be a balance between these two. At 3%, you will still get the government contribution. You'll still get your employer contribution. So the free money isn't impacted. It just means you're putting in less, and that's going to mean that you're going to need to find more money at some stage in the future to put in there to compensate for the money that you're not putting in today.
This is a question that I guess really only works for level two. How much of my pay should I realistically be spending on rent and then social activities? I'm having trouble figuring out my budget. I feel like none of us had to worry about that for the last 2.5 weeks. But yeah, now that we're like, oh, I can actually see my friends again. What do I do? How do I budget for that?
So on average, so rent and living expenses, so power, internet and all that kind of stuff, on average in Auckland, that's about 20 to 30% of your income. So if you're in $55,000 a year, you're going to be taking home about $850 a week. It's pretty normal that you're going to be spending $200 to $250 a week on kind of rent and living expenses there. So that's the first 20 to 30% gone. How much you spend on social? That is entirely up to you.
Live your best life prudently.
Well, doesn't necessarily need to be prudent. But look, I think, again, we've talked about this a lot, but it comes back to budgeting.
Yeah.
Understand what your incomings are, understand what your outgoings are, and then take a view on what is sensible to be spending on your social life. But I think it's all about everything. It's just figuring it out, understanding what comes in, what goes out, and then what's important to you for your mental health and for your sanity.
Mm-hmm.
Having a big blowout at the bar on Friday night might be the most important thing for you.
Yeah.
It all depends on you.
Exactly. Hey, Rupert, thank you very much. And thank you very much as well for doing home economics with us over the last wee while. This is your last one today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It's been great and I've really enjoyed it. So thank you.
Well, thanks very much. And ka kite, we'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Money, Home Economics on 95 BFM.